Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining the Divine Creation Prayer Talk Radio broadcast on today. We give God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank Him one more time for being amongst the living. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. If you just give me 1 second here. Amen. I'm having some little technical issues. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome, our radio family, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Creations Prayer Line. I'll be your host today, Jahari, along with Pastor Riggins, and our special guest speaker will be Pastor Levinette Taylor. We know that prayer is powerful and it is the key to changing circumstances. When we make our request known to God according to His word, He releases His wisdom, His love, and His ability. Therefore, there is nothing impossible for our God, Jehovah. The prayer line will open at 6:30 p.m. You may call in with these testimonies, comments, and questions for Pastor Kathy Riggins or Pastor Leva Lynette at 914-205-5670. Again, I'm your host, Jahari, for this evening. Now, would you please help me welcome Pastor Kathy Riggins. Pastor.
Thank you, Jahari. We give God the praise and the glory anyhow. Thank you. Thank you for such a warm welcome. We bless the Lord one more time, for this is the day that He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We just come to bless the Lord because He is truly worthy of the praise. I don't care how bad it looks or how bad we feel. Oh, my God. The God we serve is a great God. He is much bigger. He is much greater than anything, any problem on this earth. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. That's why we bless Him. He say, if He be lifted up, He will draw all men unto Thee. So we just come together today. I want to bless you with a song, praise God, amen, which comes from the foundation of divine creation, Psalms 139, verse 14, where it talks about, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He knows all about us. He didn't make any junk. So let us just bless the Lord with this song. Amen. At this time. And we're going to come back on in a few minutes. Amen. And just go into a word of prayer as we lift up the name to Jesus, of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Nevertheless, to God be all the glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us just have a word of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before the throne of grace, thanking You, for truly it is a privilege and an honor, O God. We thank You, God, for long life and good health. We thank You today, Father, for the ability to know that it is unto You that we give thanks. Father, for there's many that are lost, that are in darkness, oh God. But we thank You, God, that You have allowed us to have hope, have light, oh God, that we can continue on, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, to do that which You have called us to do. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, as you be lifted up, oh, God, on the Divine Creation Radio Ministry, all men unto thee, that you will be glorified and magnified, oh, God. So we thank you, God, that you will use us for your glory today. We thank you, Lord Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallowed be thy name, Jehovah God, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tishkanu. Oh, God, Elohim, we thank you for being I am that I am on today. Father, for you know all about us, and we give you the praise today. You know right where we are, God. So we ask that you would meet us, oh, Father, in the situations that we feel like we are oppressed, where we feel depressed, where we're going through anxiety, God. But we thank you right now, God, that your word has come to deliver us on today, that no matter what we're going through in our body, what we're going through, oh, God, in our home, what we're going through in the church, God, that you have made a way of escape. So we thank you on today, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, and we lift you up even the more, God, knowing that we give it to you, God, because if we could fix it, we would have fixed it. If we could fix ourselves, we would have fixed it. And we surely can't fix anybody else. So we come to you, oh, God, with our heart of thanksgiving and with our hands lifted in praise, oh, God, to glorify you and magnify you no matter what the situation is. And we honor you even the more, Father, as you speak to us, oh, God, right now, right here, right now, in our spirit, man, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that we can command whatever's not like you to be gone in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, even for the speaker today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pastor Levinette, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that you would just, oh, God, cover her even the more. Oh, God, equip her with a word for your people. Oh, God, a rhema word, a prophetic word, a word, oh, God, that is life-changing, that is life-transforming, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Jahari on today, God. Oh, God, continue to bless her, coming in and going out, oh, God. We thank you on today, God, for every listener on today, Father, that thought it not robbery, oh, God, to support or to tune in for prayer on today, oh, God, for the prayers of the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we thank you, God, right now, for doing above and beyond what we can think or ask as we come in agreement with your word, what you have already said. And we honor you, we praise you, we magnify you like none other in the matchless name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. And for each one of you, I'm excited. Oh, my God, I'm excited about what God is doing in this very hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, you know, right at the darkest hour of the midnight, early in the morning, it's the darkest hour, just before sunlight. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. In our darkest hour, in the deepest moment where we are going through some situation with our children, oh, my God, when we're going through in our marriages, at the darkest hour, it's the break of day. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, for knowing, amen, in the darkness, amen, that we can just hold on. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. For what he said he'll do it, he will not lie. It's surely to come. For his promises are yea and amen. So that's why I can bless the Lord in spite of, amen. That's why you can bless the Lord in spite of. And just like the psalmist David said in the psalm, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. So we thank God on today for each caller on today. Amen. I want to introduce to some and present to others an awesome woman of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I met her, oh, my God, 15 years ago at the doctor's office. And every time I would come in the office, she would always minister to me and I was going to a place of worship, and she's been going to her place of worship. And over the years, my God, how time moves along. But today, amen, we have, God has allowed us to join forces, amen, to wrap arms together, along with your heart, amen, on this Divine Creations radio broadcast. She's been committed, amen, and faithful to every first Tuesday of the month. She is a faithful supporter, amen, of the Divine Creations radio broadcast. And we just believe by faith that God will use her mightily in this hour to speak, amen, a word that will help someone to be encouraged on today. Amen. So I present to some and introduce to others, glory be to God, none other, amen, than our very own, hallelujah, Jesus, Pastor Lady Levanette Taylor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We just give God the praise. And again, I say thank you for another opportunity to be able to be a blessing as God uses me to be a blessing unto you guys and to myself, because I learn, and I just learn through it all and being ready and prepared to do his will, ready and being obedient and available for him for such a time as this and a season as this. I thank God for our being able to come together in one accord, together as one in unity. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to come together in unity.
Yes.
So I just give God the praise. The subject on today is prayer and prayer for life. And I just started doing a little studying on Hezekiah, and so we're going to come from 2 Kings 19:14-9, but I'd like to give you a little heads up on the area of where we find Hezekiah going through some changes and through some issues with another kingdom. And so Hezekiah ruled over Judah, and he was a good king, and he always prayed to God. He always went before God in prayer, and that was his daily thing, as to go to God in prayer, no matter what he's going through. So I'm just giving some tips today about prayer and being more effective in your prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hezekiah was a king that went to prayer to God, and he was known to go to prayer to God and just follow God's instructions. There was a king of another nation, a king of Assyria, if I'm saying that right, Assyria. So if anyone has any questions, that was a little bit more powerful than the nation than Hezekiah's nation, kingdom, Judah. And they kept being badgered and picked on. Hezekiah was being badgered and picked on his kingdom from and by this king of Israel. And he was basically told that we are going to come and get you. We're tough. Y'all tough, but we're tougher, basically. And we're going to come get you. Something bad going to happen to you, because we're going to overtake your kingdom. And this was nothing new to Hezekiah, because people were always warring against them and trying to take over the kingdom. But in this season, it caused the people to be afraid, because they even went as far as sending them a letter and saying, basically, we're coming for you next. We're taking over other kings. We're going to take over yours, and so we're coming over you next. So what do you do in the time of that, when you know that something is about to happen? When you know that things might not look good. Now, you done prayed to God, because in this even in this time, Hezekiah had already prayed to God about this same king, and it seemed that this king still kept coming. He kept going for the gusto. He just kept badgering them. And it just seemed like, I guess, that God didn't hear his prayer.
So
Hezekiah just went ahead and he began to pray. And sometimes we feel like God don't hear our prayer. Now, I done prayed about this thing, God. Don't you hear me calling on you, God? Don't you see what's going on? And basically, in 2 Kings 19 and 14, I'm going to read what it says in the NIV. It says, Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers, and he read it. And then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and he spread it out before the Lord. And sometimes, and Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. He said, Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to the words. Sennacherib has sent to ridicule the living God. Is it true? It is true, Lord, that Assyrian's kings have laid waste these nations and their lands. So they just took over other people's nations and lands. They have thrown their gods into the fires and destroyed them, for they were not gods, but only wood and stone fashioned by human hands. Now, Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are alone, Lord our God.
Mm-hmm.
So as he began to remind God who he was, first he went to God and he said, God, as I said earlier, I know I prayed already, but God, can you open up your ears?
Yeah.
Don't you hear me?
Okay.
Lord, don't you see what's going on down here?
Praise the Lord.
Don't you see what's going on down here? Don't you see the words that they're just literally badgering? They're just literally saying what you're showing the people that you can't do anything. That's what they're saying. They're trying to say you're not the King of Kings. You're not the Lord of Lords, basically. That you don't rule all these, but I just reminded you that you were the God that created the heaven and the earth, and you were the God that ruled all over that, because you did it all. You created the light, the sun, the moon, the rain. So, God, I'm believing and trusting you because I know who you are in my life.
Yeah.
And this is how we should be when it comes to God. In our everyday life, in our everyday situation. So I say it's time for prayer because it seems as though the people have forgotten that they need to pray. The Bible says, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct your path. And I believe that Brother Hezekiah had that down pat. The first thing, one of the things you notice that if you look back, you see that Hezekiah, he didn't even though he was praying for the nation, even though he was praying for his kingdom, Hezekiah went and he took that thing personal.
Uh-huh.
And he went and he laid before the altar. He went to the God himself.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, even though corporate prayer is a great thing, it's an awesome thing, but sometimes you got to get quiet and get alone with God.
Amen.
When you get down personal with it, you got to get alone, get down to quiet. And even though you're praying for everyone else, everyone in the kingdom, everyone in your home, even though you're praying for the people on your job, you're praying for an illness over here, and you may be praying for yourself, sometimes God requires me time.
Yeah.
And sometimes in relationship, we want a little me time.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to get intimate with it because I want some me time. I'm tired of everybody else. I need some me time. If you give me a little me time, then things can take place. So he got alone with God. He went and he sat before the altar and he laid it all out. He took that letter and he spread it out so that God could see it before the altar. And he said, God, not that you don't see this, basically, but here it is. I'm laying it before you, God. I'm laying it all down for you to see what's going on. He didn't waste no time either. He went straight for it, and that was the first thing he did. He went and he began to pray. And if you notice, that was his lifestyle. So we as people of God have to make it our lifestyle of just investing some of our time and taking some of our time and just laying it before the altar and go before him. Hezekiah didn't waste no time. He was open. He was honest. He just said it just like it was, as some of us would say, just like it is. He said it just like it is. He said, you know, and it don't take you taking everything and trying to be all smooth with it. But just go to God for what you know. Talk to him like you would talk to your daddy. God, now this don't look good and it don't feel good to me. Because can you imagine that all those people in his kingdom, all the people in his kingdom, they were saying, okay, we're looking to you, King. Now we're getting a little scared down here because these people even, they sent us a letter. They warning us. They doing what they're big and bad enough to do, and they're letting us know that they're coming for us. Yeah. But how many of you know that the enemy comes for us every day? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And though we might not pay attention, but there's always something throughout your day that try to give you a little nick in the side, something that's going to try to get you off guard. Because it's the job of the enemy. The enemy is on his job 24/7. And if we would just be on our job 24/7, which is, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. We have to pray without ceasing. Yeah. Begin to talk to God every day through our walk and through our talk. And then even when someone is coming before us and they say, God, they say, I need you to pray for me. Take the time out to pray for them right then. At that time, Hezekiah was in a tough spot. He had a certain situation going on, but he took that situation to God. He didn't try to do it on his own. He didn't make another move on his own. But what he did was he went to God. And the other thing is, we got to take the time to listen. He said, "Now, I know I got some problems. I got some issues going on down here, God. I need your help. Now, I ain't going to make another move without you, basically. But I need your help. But I want you to open up your eyes. I want you to take kind to your ears and just listen to what I got to say. I'm standing here before you humbly and as humble as I know how. But I need you to deliver us, God. I need you to deliver me, God. I need you to deliver me, God, from this situation. I need my family delivered from these situations. I need this person delivered. Heal them, God. And then have faith enough to know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So if you listen and you hear, you listen, you hear, you listen, you hear, you do. Listen, hear, and wait. And see what thus says the Lord. But sometimes, like I said, it takes time. You got to get along by yourself. I can remember a time, is much like this situation when I was going through some things and my son was going through some things and we were told that there were going to be some things that were going to come up against him and it might be a death threatening situation. But when I took it to God, God turned it around and he made it. But I had to go to him on my own. I had to say, God, you know, you gave me this child. And you blessed me with this child. And because you are the creator and you were the one that gave me this child to be able to take care of him and lead him and guide him in the way that you would have him to go. Because your word says, train up a child in the way they should go. So God, I've been doing that. And as the woman did in the Bible, she said, I know you didn't give me this child to take this child away from me. So God, I need you to heal him. I need you to deliver him because you are the healer. You are the way maker. You are the great physician. I know that you can do it. So I'm coming to you, God, with my arms open wide. My house has been set in order. And when you think about Hezekiah, when he became really ill and he was getting word that he had to get his house in order. Mm-hmm. And he was told that he was going to die and he won't recover. Hezekiah turned his back, the world, I would say, and he went straight for God and reminded God that he was a man that did what he told him to do. I walked faithfully, wholeheartedly. I was devoted to you. I am devoted to you, God, doing what you tell me to do. I need you, God. And God turned it around and he said, I heard your prayers. I saw your cry. I saw your tears. And I'm going to give you 15 more years. So God can turn it around. And remember now, their days, God's days, not our days. There's 1,000 years. So can you imagine that time? I'm praying to God. I'm praying to God, and he tell me I got 15 years. I'm jumping up for joy because his 15 years are much longer than 15 years. Hallelujah. His thoughts are not my thoughts.
That's right.
So the tips are, go to God. Let that be the first thing that you do. Go to him humbly. Be honest with him because it's not like he doesn't know. Because he already knows the situation. He's just waiting on you to recognize who he is. To recognize who God is in the situation. And he'll supply the answer. He'll supply the way. And he'll do what needs to be done according to his will and his purpose. But his word also says he won't hold no good thing from you.
That's right.
So even in the hardest battle and even in the hardest situation, remember that God is there. Mm-hmm. And he never turns his back on you. Amen.
Amen.
He never turns his back on you. Even though it may seem like he's turned his back on it, it's not turned back. You just have to have a listening ear and a humble heart and a humbled heart and know that he is God. And he is God alone. He's a sovereign God. He's a God that he's the banner. Take it to the altar, but take it to him first. Amen.
Amen, amen. How powerful.
Amen.
My God, prayer is powerful. Prayer for life, not death. Amen.
Amen.
So, God, for the purpose to be thank God for Jesus so that we can come to God in prayer, that we can talk to him about our problems. And even, you know, because, hey, we can talk to each other about it, but what can we do for each other what compared to what God can do? You know, we may be able to give each other a nickel or a dime, but some things, money came back.
Come on.
You know?
Come on.
And I can think of myself, you know, I know. And, you know, I believe in prayer. I believe that what I pray for, God will honor. But the timing, God don't operate on time. We operate on time. You know?
Huh.
So it seems like it's not going to come. But God knows if we go a certain way, what's ahead of us. You know,
right.
When he opens. You know, we may, if a door closes, because he knows what's best for us, we need to accept when that door closes. You know,
amen.
Just like parents do it for their children. You know, everything can't be, you get what everything you want, in other words, is what I'm saying.
Amen.
So even when we get a no, you know, we need to learn how to accept that and listening so that we can hear what it is that he's trying to get us to do, because we don't want to get frustrated and just throw our hands up and say, God, don't hear me, because he does. You know, he has made us to glorify him. He won't get the glory out of us. So if we would allow ourselves to get in a place, because even Jesus had to take time out to get in a place with, to talk to his Father.
Come on.
Separate himself from his disciples, not from the world. He had to separate himself from his disciples. But, hey,
come on. Yes, he did.
You know, to hear clearly what his Father wanted from him. You know, so that he could be strengthened. To be able to go out and pour out into somebody else and not be able, not get in my flesh. You know, not get in his flesh. We had a greater purpose. You know, we know that in God there's purpose. So when we, whatever we do, you know, and that means taking time out for ourselves in order to be effective, to have the strength to pour out into someone else, to pray for someone else. You know, when somebody comes on our mind and heart, amen, to call out their name to God in prayer, not knowing sometimes what they're going through. You know,
right.
That's better than sitting on the phone sometimes and, child, what you doing? Put the name on the prayer. Send it up through the intercessor, the Holy Spirit, and let
come
it reach heaven through the name of Jesus. You know? Because you don't know, just because you're going through something, somebody else could be going through something a whole lot worse. You know?
That's right.
So we have to be mindful and not take this for granted that we can come to the God in prayer. Because that's part, prayer with faith is dunamis. It's like dynamite.
That's right.
You can expect an explosion. You can expect something to manifest from it for every good work. You know? So we just God for the word today. Amen. And everything that's written in the Bible has been written for our instruction as an example for us to know that if he did it back then, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to open up our lives in for prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we want everyone to feel free. If they have questions, if they have comments, if they have testimonies, if they have prayer requests, amen. Just feel free, amen, to allow yourself. We will allow you up to 2 minutes, amen, everyone on the call, to have an expression. And if you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. Or if you're, you know, not able to speak, you just, you know, maybe driving or working and can't comment at this time, that's fine also. But we want to allow everyone the opportunity to do that. If we do one at a time, so that if there's noise in the background, we don't open up all the lines just at the same time. But later on, you know, if that's possible, we can do that. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to my co-host, Jahari, to handle the phone lines at this time.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that awesome spirit today. We're going to start
amen.
With the last four digits, 1862, and opening up the line. Welcome to the Divine Creations Prayer Line. Your mic is open.
Hi, good evening. I'd like to thank you all for taking my call, and God bless you all. I'm calling for a prayer request. I've been having a tough go when it comes to interviews. For the last 3 years, I've been a doctor, and I've been having a hard time obtaining promotion, and I got a letter in the mail basically saying that the job that I was seeking, that it seemed like I was going to get, they pretty much decided to go another direction, and it's kind of got me down, my fiance down, because we were looking forward to relocating to the place where this job was, and to start our marriage later this fall, and we got to start over, and so we just want prayer.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to, amen, at this time, have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord God. We give you the praise and the glory in our life because we are here. And for that alone, we say thank you. God, you already know our situation. We come in agreement with the man of God that desires to be the provider for his family. God, we thank you for allowing him the ability to come to make his request known. So as we come in agreement by faith, O God, we believe that you will equip him with what is needed in this very hour, God. We thank you right now, God, that you would order his steps, O God, to go to a certain place, O God, to have a certain conversation, O God, hallelujah, Jesus, that will allow him to connect, Father, with the person that he needs to speak with, O God, in a higher management level that will allow him to enter into the workplace in a career, not just a job. We thank you right now, God, that you could meet his needs, O God, according to your glory, O God. We thank you, Father, that he desires, O God, more of you as he seeks you, O God, in behalf of his family, O God, that he is desiring, O God, even for his wife. He's going somewhere in the kingdom of God. And we thank you right now, God, that as you continue to twine him to you as he develops a closer walk with you, Father, that you will continue to allow him to lean on you, God, and regardless, O God, of who says no, we thank you for your report where it is stamped approved, O God, that he is hired, O God, that he has the job that is needed. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, as we make this request known unto you, God, that he will come back and give a testimony, O Father, not many days hence from now, that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus, that he shall not be hindered or delayed, that he shall be right on time. He will not miss or be delayed into what purpose, into the purpose you have called him for to come to. So we thank you right now. We thank you for the job. We thank you for the marriage. We thank you for the new location. We thank you, God, that it is so, and we ask that it be blessed coming in and going out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And we're going to move right along. Last four will be 46, 45. Welcome to the Divine Creations Prayer Line. Say hello to Pastor Riggins. And we're going to move to the next one. It's 9405.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome to the Divine
Creations. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I was just calling. I just wanted to say God bless the woman of God for that awesome word. I really like what she said about God's timing is not ours, about 15 years, because 15 years to God may be 45 for us. So I bless God for that. God bless you, Pastor Regan. And to the young man who just called in, no doesn't always mean no. No could also mean yes. So please, please stay encouraged because you and your fiance are seeking to do the right thing. So no doesn't always mean no. It means yes to something else. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, caller. Amen for that.
Yeah.
We're going to move to the next caller, 7307. Welcome to the Divine Creations Prayer Line. Say hello to Pastor Regan.
Oh, the call dropped.
Yes, it dropped. Okay. All right, back to you, Pastor.
Thank you. Amen. I appreciate the comments and the prayer requests that have gone forth on today. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God that He is the God that is in control. And His ways are higher than our ways. Just like the heavens are higher than us. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So while we may be trying to, you know, when we give it to God, we truly have to learn to trust it is so. And we don't just sit down on it, but we walk. That means our life. We're gonna shout like we already got that job. We're going to shout like we already got that business. We're going to shout like we already got healing in our body. I don't care what it looks like, because see, we have been created in His image, amen? When He spoke the word, amen? When Jesus, when He spoke, let there be light, there was light. Because there's power in the word of God. Not the words, but the word of God, amen? He
yes.
came that we may have a life more abundantly. So I don't care what it looks like. God, You said in the name of Jesus, you know, that, you know, we've sown in many places. You know, we didn't limit our finances, even though it wasn't much, but that we gained from a pure place into Your kingdom. Because You said it takes faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yes.
To return a harvest that would just, you know, we would not have room enough to contain the blessing. So because You said it, God, you are not, there's nothing impossible with You, and You're not like man that should lie. So we have to believe by faith that when we ask, whatever we ask of God in the name of Jesus, that whatever form of fear, it cannot prosper. It may form, but it won't prosper. And sometimes fear comes upon us in ways that we don't know we even operating out of fear. Doubt comes in. And we don't realize, oh my goodness, we have to shake ourselves. We remind ourselves, the word of God says, I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the head and not the tail. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we have to learn to wait on God, because He surely has been waiting on us. So it's not what it looks like. And even I'm always reminded of the movie The Matrix, you know, how it would look like the world, everything is, the steak was a steak, but it was a maggot that he was eating, you know. In this world that we live in, so many things are an illusion, because
yes.
we are still operating from a natural body. So we need the supernatural, amen, to lead us and to guide us. We need the supernatural, amen, our spirit man, because God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we have to be real with ourselves, amen, and allow God to teach us and to reveal Himself to us by praying to Him, by worshiping with Him, by meditating on His Word, studying His Word, studying His Word to show ourselves approved. Not to prove anything to anybody else, but the word of God that will speak life into us, that will speak purpose into us, so that we're not just existing, we're not just surviving, but we're living. We're living in purpose that He has made us for. Amen? And it doesn't matter what your purpose is. It's you know, just like the one that He gave talent to. He gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1. Amen. He gave them according to their ability. So He's not going to require anything from us that we're not able to give back unto Him. That's how good he is. Amen. So whatever we ask of him, he already knows what our ability is. And he's not going to expect us to do anything more or go out or expect more from us than what we're able to. That's why he tells us to, you know, that's why even the message last week was turned down for what? You know, in the kingdom of God, there's nothing in this world to turn down for. You know, but Jesus is all we need. And I say that it's not just, it's a relationship with him, knowing that everything belongs to God. Amen. And so what we need, we ask from him in the name of Jesus. Amen. And believe that it is so.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, we have one on Facebook. Yes, the mother sent a prayer request for Kamarion Pitter. He's in the hospital at this time. He's been there, I think she said, a month with pancreatitis. So she was asking for a prayer that he would get well, his start to do better, and his body would accept the treatment.
Amen. It's so amazing how to see your loved one suffer or go through, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. So we just come together at this time. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, oh God, as part of your body, and lift up King Josh because of the report that the doctor has given him with pancreatitis. Father, we come, Father, asking that you would just touch his mother, oh God, touch her, Father, so that she would have peace, oh God, to believe, Father, that there's nothing too hard for you, God. I don't care what the doctors say, Father. Oh, God, we ask that you would strengthen King Josh's body, oh, God. Give him the nutrition that he needs, oh, God. Give him the strength, oh, God. Oh, God, allow him to have an appetite so that he can fight, oh, God, in his body. That the, oh, God, strength will come to his body, oh, God. Oh, God, the ability to live the life of a child, oh, God, that would have fun and just enjoy his childhood, oh, God. We know that sickness is not of you, God. We know that death is not of you, O God. We know that it is of the devil. We know right now in the name of Jesus, O God, hallelujah, Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed, and we thank you, Lord God, as we ask that your word would go to the family right now, O God, that if your word would go to the doctors right now, God, and have a report that would cause, O God, a whole different scientific aspect of pancreatitis. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that will cause healing, oh God, in this young man's body, that they cannot figure it out, knowing that you, oh God, are the healer. Oh God, we thank you right now, Father. Oh God, for even his blood levels, oh God, coming up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that a smile, the joy would just enter his spirit, man, right now. Father, even for, oh God, that he would be a testimony, oh God, and an encourager to those, to his family, to his mother and father, God. We thank you right now, God, that even in spite of what it looks like, oh God, we just believe by faith, oh God, that you will heal his body, oh God, and that he will have a childhood that, oh God, that would allow him to be active and experience the things of a child, oh God, having fun, oh God, not laying up in the hospital bed. Oh God, we thank you right now, Father, oh God, and we just praise you and glorify you. We believe, oh God, we're rejoicing right now. We're just blessing your name, Father, for your healing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, because there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. And we thank you in advance, God. We thank you in advance for Jesus. We thank you in advance for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that what you said, it is so, oh God. And we speak healing to King Josh's body right now. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we had one other prayer request, and it's for Goddess Gloria that was at the magazine debut with us. She has lupus, and she had testing done today, and they were not very good results. So she asked for prayer tonight just to help her body to stay strong and help her mind to stay strong to deal with the lupus that is taking over her body.
Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just come to you, Father, humbly, Father, knowing that you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, Father, knowing that you are the healer. And Father God, we lift up our sister right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for her body, Father. We pray that her body will fall in line right now, Father God. Even right now, begin to deal with her, Father. And Father, we understand, Father God, that they're in lupus. I've done some research for Father. So we just thank you right now that even in her mind, as she begins to forgive, and as she forgives for all the hurt and the pain of her past, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she begins to declare healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. The first forgiving, Father God, of those that have done wrong to her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We regulate her mind, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that she'll know that you are the King of Kings, that you are the way maker, Father, that you are the healer. We dispatch her angels of healing right now. We decree and declare right now that Jehovah Raphael shall right now touch her body, Father God. Let your finger of healing touch her right now. Right now in the pit of her stomach, Father God, let it overflow, Father God, and let your glory manifest in her life, Father God, knowing that you are the healer, Father God. We regulate, we speak to her body right now, that her numbers will grow, Father God, the way they should. Father God, even her radiology, Father God, will begin to turn around, that the radiology will show something different, Father God, something, Father God, that is, that man won't know, Father God. They won't understand, Father God, but it will be you, Father God, that, Father God, is bringing her to her fullness, Father God, and you, Father God, and her family, Father God, her husband, Father God, touch him right now. Father God, you are the healer. You are the way maker. Draw them even closer to you, Father God. Father God, draw their marriage even closer to you, Father God, knowing that you are, Father God, their refuge, and that you're there if they would just ask and put you first, Father, that you will begin to do things that man will not understand, Father. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding in this walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, let them grow more in you as they confess and know and realize, Father God, that you are the healer, that you are the way maker, and that you are the great I am. And we speak to that lupus right now in the name of Jesus. Flee right now. We decree and declare that right now, that even, Father God, every symptom that does not belong, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak against it. We speak against, Father God, this came to her in the last 2 years. Father God, we take her back to that, Father God, that situation. And right now we call it done, that she will begin to heal right now in the name of Jesus in a miraculous way, because you are a great healer, Father God, and you're still in the miracle working business. We speak to her spirit right now that it come forth in the name of Jesus, and her body will fall in line into homeostasis, into its normalcy, the way you created it to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Pastor, we have one last, really a comment from Sister Louise Johnson. She called in and wanted to thank everyone for a great evening and an encouragement that was shown to her at the debut as well. She says she's 77 and still learning to fly. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you. I tell you, that was such a blast. But before we get into that, there is one more prayer request. Amen. A couple things God has laid on my spirit to pray for. Amen. We're just going to call them out. Amen. As we're praying. Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you, God, one more time, Father. Oh, God, it's such a privilege to come to you because you know, God, you already know. But we thank you right now, God, as we come, oh, God, asking that you would, oh, God, bless Minister Nita, oh, God, that you would meet her, God, even closer than ever before in her walk with you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because she is already equipped with the word, God. So we thank you, God, for the good works that shall come forth from the word that's already inside of her, God. Let her know, God, somebody's waiting on her. Somebody's depending on her. Somebody's watching her. Somebody needs what she has, oh, God, that she is valuable, God, that this thing is real, oh, God, and that we need her in your kingdom, oh, God, to press, God, past her situation, to press past, oh, God, people, to press past, oh, God, her hurt, to press past her pain, oh, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you would just continue, oh, God, oh, God, over and over again, oh, God. Don't even give her any rest right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, that she would just, oh, God, run like she never ran before and not look at the people, oh, God, that she would look towards heaven, oh, God, that she would keep her eyes on Jesus, oh, God, just as Peter got out of the boat, regardless of who wants to go or who don't want to go, God. This is a new day for her. So we thank you right now, God, that she is walking on water. We thank you right now, God, that you will not let her drown. We thank you right now that her eyes are fixed on you, God, and that she will and shall come forth like pure gold, oh, God, never to be, oh, God, to even smell like the smell of smoke because of what she has been through. And we thank you right now, God, for keeping her, covering her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her. Oh, God, over her household as a single mother, oh, God. Oh, God, as a parent, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, as just being in this world single, oh, God. We pray for the single women, oh, God. The single spiritual women, oh, God, that oh, God, have set themselves aside, oh, God, that are seeking you, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because of what's in her, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some other single woman, hallelujah, Jesus, is needing her, oh, God, to join forces with them, oh, God, to encourage them, to speak the word in their life, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because she has come so far, oh, God, and she shall not turn around. She shall continue to go forth in your kingdom and operate with power and be effective in you, God. We come to you, God, thanking you for the service to Kingdom Vessels of Honor this week, oh, God, for this month, oh, God, honoring Chief Apostle and the founder of Kingdom Vessels of Honor, oh, God, and her birthday, oh, God. We thank you for every speaker, oh, God. We thank you for finances, Lord, in our home, oh, God, in the kingdom of God. We thank you for delivering your people, oh, God. Oh, God, helping leaders live what they preach, live what they teach, oh, God. Help us, oh, God. Each and every one of your people, oh, God, hallelujah, to not think it's just to be spoken for someone else, but that it comes to us first, oh, God, because your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we thank you for delivering your people, oh, God. We thank you for our families, our friends, and our marriages, oh, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for college scholarships, oh, God, for Christian, oh, God, for other young people, oh, God, hallelujah, that are graduating. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for divine creations, oh, God, that it just continues to flourish, oh, God, in your kingdom, that you will be glorified. We thank you right now, Father. Oh, God, even the more, God, that you would even touch the men in our wives, our husbands, and our sons, oh, God, to get in the place, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, to get in the place, oh, God, that you have called them to for a time such as this, oh, God. Hallelujah, when all hell is breaking loose, oh, God, we thank you that they will stand, oh, God, as the man that you have called them to be, as kings, oh, God. Oh, God, as chosen, as peculiar people, oh, God, from a royal priesthood. We thank you that they will come forth, oh, God, and answer the call and do what you have called them to do. Oh, God, for my pure faith. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even for just believing that husband to come and to bless her, oh God, that she would minister to him. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for meeting every need. And Father, we pray for this ISIS situation. God, we ask that you would just open us up to help us to be able to minister, to get understanding, to know how to pray. We know that we live in the midst of darkness, but God, let us have eyes to see and ears to hear in the spirit, to cause things to be ricocheted that is meant for evil, that it shall, oh God, not do harm. And we thank you right now, Father, oh God, for doing these things. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for Jesus, the woman of God that was on the line earlier, Sister Dania. We thank you, God, for her journey, oh God, for her, oh God, just connecting. We thank you, God, for what's in her. Let her not be discouraged, oh God, but let her be encouraged in the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father, for what she is doing for you is not in vain. But help her to find balance, oh, God. Help her to find strength, oh, God. Help her, God, hallelujah, Jesus, to be the wife that she must submit to her husband, oh, God. Glorifying you, Father, oh, God. Let her have her war room, oh, God, to give her peace in her spirit, oh, God, to know that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it, God. And we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. At this time, are there any further comments? Amen. We're going to have closing remarks at this time.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for prayer today and for us just being able to communicate with our God in a personal way and knowing that if we would just pray to him first and lay it all on the altar, that he'll do just what he needs to do in us and through us and our families and our lives in every step of the way. If we would just yield unto him. And if we just yield, he'll do the rest. Amen.
Jahari?
Yes.
I don't know if you had any closing comments, Bart.
No, I just want to say thank you for another great Tuesday, uplifting. You know, I wait every Tuesday on the prayer line with Congress for nourishment. I just want to say thank you.
Amen. And I truly want to say thank you for such an awesome event. I don't care what the devil tried to pull out on the magazine debut on Saturday. But it was up over. His head was up under the ground. I know it was too much joy. It was too much laughter. Amen. Oh, my
Amen.
God. So we thank you.
Amen.
Amen. For Amen. Such a success. Leading by example, going on, no matter what happens, we're going to go on anyhow, because God going to get the glory.
That's right.
Amen.
So as we depart from this prayer line, but not from the Spirit of the Lord, we depart with his word. Peace until next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m., Divine Creations Prayer Radio broadcast. Signed off. Much love.
Much love. Very love.
Good night.